This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app. Now at joy.org.au.
Good evening, Australia. You're listening to Brett and Andrew on Chatterback Box on Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening. It is the Fresh Air segment at Joy 94.9, and I'm joined here tonight. My name's Brett, and I'm joined here tonight by my beautiful partner, Andrew. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, Brett. Good evening.
Can you believe we finally got together and finally going to put a show together, my love?
It's been a long time in the making, but it's felt like a long time in the making, certainly.
Tonight, Chatterbox. Well, Chatterbox, well, it's really about us chatting a lot, isn't it, my love?
Look, I think most people that know us know that we could talk underwater with a mouthful of marbles. And that's probably where the premise for this show came about, is we both do love a really good natter.
Oh, don't we ever?
But I think more than just that, because as I said, we can talk. We thought this was a really great opportunity to bring some everyday members of the GLBTI community into Joy to
Absolutely.
Talk about their own stories through questions, through music, but also to do a bit of a wrap up of, you know, what's been happening in the week. Poking a bit of fun at some celebrities, talking about some current affairs that are relevant to the GLBTI community.
Absolutely. One of the wonderful things as well is that my partner has made up. We've got a very special guest joining us very soon after the first song, but he has made up a very embarrassing quiz that we're going to put our guest on the spot to discuss a little bit more in the show. We've got some great tracks. We've got one or two tracks chosen by our beautiful guest. But also, Andy, what about the first song? How did you choose this one?
Look, I'm 300 years old, and this song came out in around 1979. Look, it's a real dance floor filler, and it's by an American group called Shalimar.
I always thought they were British, Shalimar.
No, they were really successful in Britain, but they were actually American.
Okay.
And hopefully tonight will be a night to remember. So without further ado, I give you Shalimar with A Night to Remember.
You're on Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy on Joy 94.9. It was A Night to Remember by Shalimar. You're listening to Chatterbox, a brand new show on the Fresh Air segment of Joy 94.9. Hey, because it's our brand new show, we'd love to hear from our listeners, and we know it's very late at night, but look, any feedback or any comments, we're even happy to talk about feedback on the music, aren't we, my love?
Absolutely, but let's face it, most of the old girls we know have been in bed since 9:30, so if you are still awake, please text us or SMS us or email us in and let us know what you think of the show.
But we have already had a bit of a shout-out.
We have, and this is our virgin message on Chatterbox.
Oh.
And it's from Ez, who said, "Go boys, great show."
Oh, bless. Now, Andy, Chatterbox is all about, obviously, you and I chatting and shooting the breeze, but also about a very special guest.
Absolutely. Look, as I touched on earlier, we'd love to have the Lady Gagas and the Oprahs of the world on.
And maybe even Alison Moyet.
Yeah, but they're often quite busy. But Chatterbox really is about giving everyday members of the GLBTI community an opportunity to come on and just shoot the breeze with Brett and
Absolutely.
I. Tell us a little bit about themselves, a little bit about their story, choose some songs. So tonight, I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome our dear friend Alistair into the studio. Good evening, Alistair, and welcome to Chatterbox.
Thank you very much. It's great to be joining you gentlemen here this evening on the first night of Chatterbox. I'm sorry it's not Lady Gaga. Had I known, I would have been wearing my meat dress, though.
Well, we had to eat dinner somehow, Alistair, tonight. Goodness, the Japanese wasn't filling enough, was
no,
it, boys?
No,
goodness, Alistair. So you're a member of our community, aren't you,
yes,
my love?
Yes.
We want to obviously hear a little bit about your story tonight, because although you've been living in Melbourne off and on now for quite some time, you're actually a boy from the bush.
I am a boy from the bush. That's
yes.
right. Born and bred.
Yes.
On a dairy farm. So yeah, before making the venture to the big smoke.
Now, when you say dairy farm, which part of Victoria are you from?
East Gippsland.
So that's about, for those of you listening from overseas and maybe from Perth, we do have another shout out to comment on in a moment. That's about 3 hours drive, isn't it? East of Melbourne.
Yeah, just over two and a half.
Yeah. So where's the country town that you were from?
Well, the place where I grew up was a place called Bundallagua.
Yeah?
Yeah, which is near Maffra.
Yeah.
So very small, little, just dairy farming community, nothing there except a school, a hall, and there was a church, but they took that away. So they shifted off.
Hang on, when you say they took that away, what do you mean? Was it just...
They went and put it on Raymond Island. I don't think there was... there wasn't enough parishioners left.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they might need it for Manus Island.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Goodness. So how many people... Like, we're talking like 100 people, aren't we? Not even
probably,
that.
Probably, yeah, maybe. I don't know if you include cows, but...
Yeah. well, it is the country.
Yes, exactly. So, very small. Went to the local primary school.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, an interesting experience.
How many of you were actually in your primary school,
well,
Alistair?
It did fluctuate from year to year. So it went between probably 9 and then in the boom years, maybe up to 15.
So
but when you factor in, there was myself and my two sisters. So there's a third of the school population.
My God. And the hilarious thing was, for some part of it, Al, that you were the only person in your year.
Yes, actually, for most of it, I was the only person in my grade. So there wasn't a representative from every grade. But, so for a lot of that time, I was it for the grade. So
now, obviously, because most of us grew up in a school of a few hundred people, and then you go to a high school, which, you know, is getting up to 1,200, it wasn't really till you moved to Melbourne, really, wasn't it? Was it the... I've forgotten now. Which high school did you go to? Did you come to Melbourne? Were you a boarder in Melbourne?
No. I went to a school in Sale.
So
yeah.
How long did it used to take you to get to school?
Oh, no, not long.
Oh, really?
Probably, yeah, 25 minutes, though.
Now, at what point... Obviously, we're a GLBTI radio show.
Yes.
At what point, living out in Bundallagua with such a small population, did you realise you were gay? Were you still in Bundallagua at the time, or had you moved?
No. It was not till I was living in Melbourne that the actual realisation would have come that I was gay. But
yep.
Certainly there was an understanding that I was probably a little bit different.
Different how?
And although I'm sure those around me were aware of it from when I was young. Well, an example was when I... at school, as I was saying, I was the only person in my grade.
Yeah.
And one year at primary school, the school bought an aquarium. And so each grade got its own fish to look after. And whilst every grade had to consult with each other as to what they were going to name their fish and so forth, I had free rein over mine. So while everyone else had a jaws and a spot and a fin, my fish was called Patricia. A little bit of a giveaway, perhaps.
Well,
I don't know. And I don't know where the inspiration for Patricia even came from.
Now this naming of animals isn't just left at the fish at school, is it?
No, because my sister and I also had... We had pet rabbits when we were young, and my sister had a grey rabbit and I had a white rabbit, and she called her rabbit Smokey.
Yes.
And mine was called Tanya.
Tanya and Patricia.
So
Tanya,
you seem to like to name animals after barmaids.
It seems that way.
I do like it. I do like the individualness of it all.
Well, you know, I don't know. As I said, I don't know where the inspiration came from
yes.
for that. But yes. Apparently, I was the last to know. Put it that way.
Okay.
But the signs were there.
Do you know, it's not a common theme, is it, Al? Do you know? For most of us, it's when the penny drops, it's like, oh, that's what it's about. Okay, why didn't I work this out soon? I could have had more fun.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, when I did come to finally sit down to tell my parents when I was about 24, and my dear, beautiful dad said, well, we've known since you were two, but that's something you had to figure out yourself. So there you go. So the writing was obviously on the wall.
What a beautiful thing. Yeah. Hey, you're listening to the Fresh Air segment of Joy 94.9 tonight. It's Chatterbox.
Hello, this is Carrie Fisher, and you're tuned in to Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station.
Oh, thanks, Carrie, especially on our special premiere show tonight. It's Chatterbox on the Fresh Air segment of Joy 94.9. We're joined with my beautiful partner, Andrew, and our very special guest, Alistair, and a dear friend of ours. I won't say an old friend, I'll say a dear friend. Hey, look, we've already had a few beautiful shout-outs. Now, all the way from Western Australia, Andrew, who's been sending us a message?
Absolutely, Brett. We've had one from Amanda over in Perth. Hi, Mand. It's saying, I'm Lindy. I'm here in Perth. Great to hear you guys. Love Amanda.
Oh, bless.
We've also had another one from Perth from Karen saying, great first choice of a song, but my husband Tony wants something a little bit more gay.
Oh, well, if Tony just hangs out for a little bit longer, we can guarantee lots of gay tonight on Joy 94.9. Goodness, goodness. So, Alistair, we were talking about one of your wonderful things around growing up in a little country town. You were naming all your wonderful pets, but you didn't stay in that country town for too long, did you, dear?
No. I moved to Melbourne to go to university, and that was, I was counting down the days, I think, for the last couple of years of high school, so.
I was a little bit like, I wouldn't say liberated, but there was that wonderful thing for me at high school where by the end of it, I was like, just get me out of here and just get me on a university, because I knew that life would start at uni.
Yes.
If that made sense, yeah. And being my adult, like part of my adult life. Tell us, when you moved down, because you were living on campus.
On campus, yes.
I was living on campus as well, years ago as well. What was Melbourne like compared to, like, your first impressions?
It was big, it was bustling.
Yes.
And it was like the whole world opens up to you because obviously you're independent, you're living away from home, and, you don't have to drive a ute in to go to the nightclub. So there is actually a nightclub. So
oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic.
Yeah. Now, the second track of the night that we're playing today, can you tell us a little bit, set it up for us? What's it all about?
Well, Groovin's in the Heart, which was a huge hit. That was the first year that I was in Melbourne. And it was obviously big on the radio. You couldn't go to a party at anyone's, student house without it blaring. You couldn't go to the metro without it being on. So it was a big one.
And do you know what I found really interesting about this track? This track was so ahead of its time.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it was 89 or 90 that this...
90.
And it was so ahead of its time. I'll just stop talking now and let's play it instead. It's D-Light with Groove in the Heart. You're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9. Oh, that was the fabulous D-Light with Groove is in the Heart. You're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9. It's Brent, Andy, and our beautiful guest, Alistair. Hey, guys, we've had a few more shout-outs. The fabulous Mark has sent one through saying, pet names are a giveaway. As a child, I had a cat and a corgi named Sonny and Cher. Oh, my God. I love it. I absolutely love it. My God. Andy, now, this is the time of the show. I love this. It is the...
That was the week that was. And if this becomes a regular spot, fingers crossed...
I'm finally good. The mics are working, thank God.
It'll actually give us an opportunity to reflect on what's been happening in pop culture, particularly GLBTI pop culture, talking about who the winner of the week was. So somebody that's done something, that's great for the GLBTI community, or wanker of the week, somebody that's done something not so great.
Oh, there's a few of those, aren't there, in Sochi at the moment? Goodness.
This week, though, we're going to be a little bit more lighthearted, and we're going to concentrate on celebrity birthdays. So which famous people are going to going to be celebrating birthdays this week.
Let's start off. Now, who's at the top of the list, Andy?
The first one is Steve Jobs. Now, obviously, Steve Jobs, most well known as the founder of Apple. He also went on, once he got sacked from Apple, to set up Pixar, which became one of the most successful animation companies in movie history.
I know.
But he's probably going to be most famous, I think, for The Man That Destroyed the Art of Conversation.
Because, oh my God,
as much as we all love our smartphones, let's face it, it really hasn't done much for the skill of talking.
Can I say something that I heard the other day about smartphones is some of the younger people, because we're not so young in the studio anymore.
That's right, Brett.
Yes. But the funny thing is I quite like it where people will go out. So there's eight people out for dinner and they'll decide, they put their smartphones and devices in the middle of the table. And whoever picks it up first before the end of the meal has to pay for everyone. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Sounds good.
Well, I mean, just how many hours have you and I spent talking to each other via smartphones, Andrew?
It's an illness.
It is an illness. Who else is up there for a happy birthday?
Next person celebrating a birthday is somebody that maybe isn't that well known in Australia. Yeah. It's a guy called Darren Brown,
yes,
who's an illusionist, a hypnotist, and I saw on Wikipedia today a mentalist, but I didn't actually like that word.
No.
I didn't think it sounded that good.
No.
Look, he's really well known. He's done some fantastic TV specials. They've been shown in Australia.
Yep.
Darren Brown came out as gay in 2007, but his journey was actually quite difficult because he grew up in an evangelical Christian background.
Yeah, yeah.
And he really struggled with his sexuality for a long time, even to the extent where he put himself through Christian conversion therapy. And we all know how successful that is.
Not very.
But look, since 2007, he's been out and proud. He's in a relationship. He's very prolific within the GLBTI community. So
yes.
Big shout out to Darren Brown and happy birthday for this week.
Now, obviously, the next one on the list, I think we're going to have to ask Alistair if he danced ever to this wonderful man, Mr. Peter Andre. Al, did you ever dance to the Funky Junkie?
You make it sound like that's a thing of the past. I still do.
Well, it's his birthday this week as well. So you did dance to Funky Junkie?
Oh, yeah.
Look, for any of our younger listeners out there that may not have been around in the late 80s, early 90s, Peter Andre was an Australian music star that had some hits like Give Me Some Kind of Sign, Funky Junkie. And I think probably most ironically, one of his biggest hits was Mysterious Girl. And the irony there is he went on to marry probably the least mysterious girl in the world, being Katie Price, because on the publicity whore scale, she makes the Kardashians look like Anne Frank.
I know.
She's just horrendous.
I mean, that woman and the orange and the hair and the make. Ugh, enough of her. I don't want to talk about her. Who's next on the list?
Somebody else celebrating a birthday this week.
Yes.
Is the 80s power ballad master, Michael Bolton.
Oh, Lord.
Famous for such hits as How Can We Be Lovers If We Can't Be Friends and How Am I Supposed to Live Without You, but probably most famous for having the most horrendous hair in the history of hairstyles.
Alistair, comments?
Well, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. it was an affront, really, to hairdressing.
If it's going at the front, don't grow it at the back.
No.
It doesn't work.
No, the only person who came close to having a haircut that could be that bad was Billy Ray Cyrus.
Absolutely, really. Achy breaky hair.
Oh, my God. Now, look. Our final birthday of the week, our
Now,
boys.
I'm sorry, if this isn't a sign that something's meant to be, then I don't know what is.
Yeah, Chatterbox exclusive.
Today, the world's first, biggest and greatest ever fag hag would have been celebrating her birthday today, and that is Dame Elizabeth Rosamond Taylor Hilton Wilding Todd Fisher Burton Warner Fortensky Taylor.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine trying to fit that on the back of a credit card?
Hey, look, obviously Liz Taylor was star of screen. She was immense for AIDS fundraising. And she was one of the first celebrities to really embrace and to take that charity on the chin,
oh,
warts and all.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at what was going on with AIDS in America, particularly in America in the 80s,
yep,
it was not spoken about. And she was really the first high-profile celebrity to put a face to the AIDS epidemic in America. And in fact, one of the favorite quotes that I've got from her regarding AIDS was, it was directed at the president, so she wasn't afraid of talking to the right people. And one of the quotes that she said was, "I don't think President Bush is even doing anything about AIDS. In fact, I'm not sure he even knows how to spell AIDS." Now, this was President Bush Senior. Can you imagine 15 years later if she'd have been talking about George W?
Exactly.
Let's face it, he wasn't the brightest light on the Christmas tree.
Now, can I tell you, some of the other fabulous quotes from Liz Taylor include, "My best leading men have been dogs and horses."
That doesn't say much for Paul Newman.
Well, I know. Poor Paul, so beautiful. "Big girls needs big diamonds."
And boy, did that girl have big diamonds.
"The problem with people who have no vices is generally you can be pretty sure that they're going to have some pretty annoying virtues." And Andrew, what's the final quote for Liz Taylor this evening?
Look, this one is something of a mantra for me, and I tend to think of it daily. It tends to be one of the first things I think of when I wake up in the morning, and it certainly helps to get me started and get me through the day. And that is, pull yourself together, put on some lipstick, and pour yourself a drink.
Hey, you're on listening to Chatterbox with Brett, Andrew, and Alistair tonight on Joy 94.9.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, you've got to be happy when you listen to the fantastic Pharrell Williams on Joy 94.9. Hey, tonight it's Chatterbox. It's our first premiere show. Fresh Air spot on Joy is all about people trying out new shows, people who've just completed the Taste of Radio course, like my beautiful partner is going through at the moment. But Andy, we've got a few more shout-outs about the show, haven't we?
Absolutely. We've got quite a saucy one from Bridget in Kensington.
Oh.
Saying, "Never thought we'd be in bed with you three. Strangely titillating. Loving it." That's a saucy message there, Bridget.
Oh, gosh, she's being a bit fresh after 11 tonight. Goodness. Hey, look, Jim has sent one through going, "Loving the gay on Joy tonight." It must be referring to all three of us, of course. Andy, any more?
Absolutely. We've had one from Tony and Jeremy in Toorak saying, "Yes. This is like This Is Your Life. Is there a giant novelty gold book in there? Bless, we're both listening." And guys, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you staying up past 9:30.
Love it. Hey, look, hey, this is another one. This is from a random person saying, "Love listening to you guys, Andrew and Brett. Who is roaring with laughter in the background?" Well, that could be me. That could be my partner. That could be Alistair. It could be all three of us, to be quite honest.
If it's a wheeze, it's probably me.
Yes. And finally, one more, my love. We've got one more shout out.
Yes, we do. We've got one from Amanda.
Yes, again.
In WA, absolutely saying, "Can I request any Robbie Williams song for my good friend Karen? Love, Amanda." Oh. Amanda, if we get picked up for another show, absolutely. But tonight, no, you can't, because we're not a bloody jukebox.
Hey, look, now, obviously, we've got the fabulous Alistair, our first time guest on Chatterbox. Al, obviously, you moved from the country, you lived in the big city, but Melbourne's not the only place you've called home in the last few years, is it?
No. I've spent a few years living in Sydney.
Yes.
And also spent some time in Vienna, which was great.
Wow.
So, I understand Melbourne, Sydney. A lot of people move from those two cities all the time. Why Vienna, or Wien, should I say?
Wien. My partner's work was in Vienna, so
yes.
that prompted that.
Was he in the
adventure.
Boys' choir?
No.
Is he Von Trapp?
Possibly. So,
well, he does like Lederhosen.
That's true. It's I think it could possibly be because one of my favourite parts of Sydney was Unas and oversized schnitzels. So really, Vienna was just a natural progression from that. So,
but you did say like we all joke about Lederhosens and big food, but. Vienna has, like Germany has the Oktoberfest, Vienna has its own Oktoberfest, doesn't
it? They do. It's called the Wiener Wiesn, which is held in Vienna in about September. So it's on a much smaller scale than the Oktoberfest in Munich, but essentially the same concept, which is people running around in traditional dress getting... drinking far too many big steins of beer, and a lot of fun, all dancing to traditional sort of Alp music.
Now, I have to ask, because anyone that knows me knows that I'm obsessed with Christmas, and the Christmas tree goes up in October and it comes down in February. What's Christmas like there?
It's on steroids times 100. It's incredible.
Yeah. We're going.
Yeah.
Because
it puts Melbourne to shame. No, really
you were saying this because obviously we don't get Christmas markets in Australia, but Germany and Austria do. And you said that a lot of our traditions are actually German.
Yeah, a lot of it comes from Christmas trees, a German tradition. So, and it's quite it's interesting listening to the Christmas carols because it's actually essentially a lot of them are exactly the same, but obviously sung in German. So, but it would be nice if we introduced some of the other traditions like Glühwein and the markets here, which would be fantastic. Because
what's Glühwein again?
Which is a mulled wine that you drink whilst at the markets and.
I'll be in
very,
that.
Very potent.
Very potent.
Mind you, I don't think we should have to wait until it's introduced here to actually start that tradition.
Well, we could always start because you know what? The one thing I love about my partner at Christmas time is that although he has his traditions, and you do, my love.
I know.
You are always welcome to introducing new traditions.
You can never have too much Christmas.
That's very true. Now, what about some of the little beautiful Christmas German treats and things?
Oh, look, where do you even start?
There's the gingerbread that you told us about.
The gingerbread Lebkuchen, which is beautiful. And there's a meal that's very traditional, which is roast goose, which is served at Christmas time as opposed to turkey, which is which is quite sensational. So it's definitely not a time for dieting.
No.
And then in the markets, they have like potato cakes, so called Kartoffelpuffers. But
well, it is a GLBTI.
Yeah, exactly.
QAPTF. Remember, we had that. We lose the letters after about A, I think.
So it's quite a feast. So it's pretty hard to make any sort of commitment to any form of diet.
Hey, now look, coming back to Australia, obviously, you must have missed Kylie Minogue.
Absolutely.
Am I guessing right?
She's not that big over there, or maybe she was just quiet at the time. I don't know.
Now, there's rumours abound. Obviously, it's Mardi Gras this weekend. It's the biggest weekend in the gay calendar. And there's rumours abound that Kylie is going to be playing at Mardi Gras.
Well, it's funny because last night she did an impromptu gig at the Beresford. And it was on Breakfast Television this morning.
That's right.
So, hey, look, enough of me talking. How about we actually play a little bit of... This is Kylie's new track, isn't it, my love?
That's right. It's called Into the Blue.
Oh, it's a nice little start as well. You're on Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9. You're joined with Brett, Andrew, and our special guest, Alistair. I almost forgot your name there, Al, even though I can't believe it. I think it's because...
There's only three of us.
I know, because I was seeing Andy and the look. She gave me a look. My goodness. Hey, we've got another shout-out and a special celebrity shout-out. We never miss a week of Chatterbox. Lots of love, the Captain and Tennille. Bless. I wonder who that could be.
I hope it's not those two awful people from Queensland on My Kitchen Rules.
We can only help. Hey, so this is the time of the show where we ask our guests the out-of-the-box quiz. Now, this quiz basically has been devised by my partner, Alistair, purely to make you feel a little bit embarrassed about some of your life choices.
It's the vicious side of me coming out.
So, Alistair, I'm going to ask you the first question. Mm-hmm. Tell us, what's your most embarrassing song?
Look, I'd probably have to say it was... Nina and her bloody Luftballons. And what's most embarrassing about that is if you were to go through my playlist, you might actually even find it on recently played. I'm not sure.
Do you think that's why you moved to the Germanic States?
Well, maybe that was why. Maybe it was a subliminal message that she was sending back in the day.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, okay, so next question. Tell us what is your guilty pleasure in regards to a movie or a TV?
Look, it would have to be Prisoner without a doubt. None of this Wentworth rubbish. It has to be the original.
Totally. Yep. Bang on the money there. I know it's great Wentworth, but it's not a piece. I like seeing the scenery wobble.
Yeah, exactly. People bad clashing and clanging music that sort of interrupts in the middle of the scene and.
The bad editing as well.
Well, I actually heard myself back for the first time on air when I did a show a couple of months ago, and I couldn't believe how much I sounded like Lizzie Birdsworth.
Oh, you bloody bitch, do
it. Where's me bloody lolly water?
Oh, Lord. Alistair, tell us, what is your worst item of clothing you've ever owned?
Look, I was a child of the 70s and 80s, so, I mean, it's very broad. To actually try and nail that down, I don't know. I do cast my mind back to a photo I saw of myself, and unfortunately it was in the 90s, which is, there was in the 90s, and I was wearing, it was a pirate shirt with the denim vest over the top. And I honestly thought I looked very smart, but it looked like I'd munched and ransacked an adult's costume box or something.
We haven't quite dissected the fashions that were of the 90s. I don't know. That's what's going to really probably play out in fashion in the next few years, isn't it?
I hope not, because I remember it was the late 80s for me, and it was when Bananarama and Bross were really, really popular. And I was wearing ripped jeans and a short crop denim jacket. And I had this bright idea that I was going to sew big red satin roses all over the jeans and all over the jacket. And I thought I looked amazing. And I went out to a gay club in Perth, and somebody came over to me and told me I looked like a bikie from Interflora.
Oh.
That burst my fashion bubble.
Oh. Never mind. Alistair, first celebrity crush. Male or female, or male and female?
Well, it probably have to be. I don't know if I'd call it a crush, because I was probably only about 6 or 7 years old at the time. But certainly a strange fascination with Nicholas from Eight Is Enough. But I'm not sure if that's because I like the bowl cut, or maybe just the lovely white house he lived in. I thought that
would be nice. That house was quite fabulous, wasn't it?
It was pretty spectacular. So I think I wanted to live his life.
Do you remember it? Did you have that in Britain, Andy?
No, not at all. But it's not unusual for gays to fall in love with a house. Let's face it.
If I remember rightly, big white colonials, somewhere in Connecticut, beefy.
Yeah, gorgeous, yes, absolutely. And at the same time, there's Danny Minogue, the early years on Young Talent Time,
Oh, my goodness. Hey,
we're talking circa 1982, so.
Look, absolutely. And Alistair, this is just for you, the next track. It's an oldie from the 70s as well, darling. I think we're all from the 70s here tonight. It's Hot Chocolate with Everyone's a Winner. You're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
Hello there, funny lady Judith Lucy, and of course you're listening to Joy 94.9. Well, you'd be just plain f***ed in the head if you listened to anything else.
God, I love that woman.
What's not to love?
My God. Hey, you've been listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brent, Andy, and our special guest Alistair on Joy 94.9. Hey, look, it's almost the end of the show, but Andy, we've got a couple more shout-outs.
Can I say, I'm considering it's 5 to midnight, I'm absolutely blown away with the amount of people that have SMS'd and emailed us in tonight, so thank you all so much. We've had a shout-out for Bev that said the hour's going way too quickly. Love the show, guys. Love Bev.
Love you, Bev.
We've also had a shout-out from my cousin in Perth that said, fab show, guys. Entertaining, informative, and funny. Please pay Hazel Dean if you're on your next show. It takes me back to Connections, bopping around in my 8th month of pregnancy.
Do you know what, Detty? We are not only going to be playing Robbie Williams if we finally get the gig, but Searching, Looking for Love is being played just for you. And I will be dancing in the studio for you as well, my love. Alistair, I want to say a big thank you for coming in tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's been great to share your first night with you.
I know, and you've been such a wonderful guest as well. Andrew, it's the time that we have to say goodbye, but tell us a little bit about our last track this evening.
Look, this is a song that came out in, I think, 1997, and it's one of my favourite artists and certainly one of my favourite songs that she's ever recorded. So to say goodnight tonight, we'll be playing you out with Alison Moyet and Whispering Your Name.
Now, boys, any final, Alistair, any final last comments for tonight?
No, good luck for the rest of the, for when the show comes back on. I hope it all goes well. And yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Beautiful. And Andy?
Vote for us.
Oh my goodness. And I always have to say, well, good night, Australia. And I really mean it this time.
Hello, this is Alison Moyer. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.